Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I am Kate Romero, your host of Spiritual Hollywood. And before I go any further, I just love to give gratitude out to Don Newsom and BBS Radio for providing us with this wonderful platform to raise consciousness using positive media. Our guest tonight, I'm very, very excited to have Blair Hickey on. He is one of the founders of a new service called Casting About that breaks down services for all you actors out there and industry folks. I'm sure you know what breakdown services is all about. They just took over Casting About, and Blair will tell us all about that, how it got started. He is also a working actor, and the website, being this is internet radio, for you to pull up the site, it's www.castingabout.com, www.castingabout.com, and take a look at what he's got going on there. It's pretty innovative. And tonight's topic is necessity is indeed the mother of invention. Blair Hickey is a working actor and co-founder of Casting About, an online Los Angeles casting and production guide, which was recently acquired by Breakdown Services and is now preparing for its expansion to other cities such as New York, Vancouver, and Chicago. Blair's acting credits include roles in many top-rated TV shows, including How I Met Your Mother, Medium, Ghost Whisperer, Without a Trace, The O.C., Angel, Ally McBeal, The Practice, and Sex in the City. Before moving to L.A., Blair worked and trained in New York in regional theater, serving as a founding member of the Working Group Theater Company. He received a BFA in Theater Arts from Brown University in 1991. The idea for Casting About was sparked by Blair's experiencing marketing himself as an actor. Boy, do I know a lot about that, having been one of those a million years ago. And his desire for a better, more organized, and accurate source of casting information, Blair and his business partner, Brian Wold, launched the website in 2004 and now oversee what has become the newest division of Breakdown Services. The site currently has thousands of subscribers who include actors, managers, agents, and other industry personnel. And without further ado, I'd like to bring on Blair. Hey, Blair.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for joining us tonight with such short notice. I think I just called yesterday to invite you, and here you are.
I'm honored to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. I know one thing for sure is when I was a working actor myself, which is how I started in the entertainment industry, I made sure that my agents knew that when there was a holiday, I was in town, and if there was a last-minute casting where nobody else was available, to call me. And I worked every holiday. And what I want to acknowledge you for is making yourself available for this radio show at the last minute, just like I did for, you know, being Katie on the spot, not Johnny on the spot, but Katie on the spot for, you know, whenever somebody needed something in a half an hour, I was there, and I generally booked it because I showed up. So showing up is half of it, right?
Showing up is more than half
actually,
of it.
And it's everything.
And actually, you know, it's funny. I learned a lot of lessons on the way to Casting About, and, and one of those is that you can't sit back and wait for someone else to do the job for you.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of made that mistake once and was not going to make it again, and that's kind of what led to Casting About in the first place.
Right. Were you misled into thinking that sitting and waiting for the phone to ring from your manager or your agent was the way to do it?
Well, I sort of fell into that trap, you know, without knowing it. I had a little bit of success when I first got to L.A., and I did some TV, and that led to some interest from some agencies. And one of them signed me, and it was a big step up from the agencies that I had been with at the beginning of my career. You know, they sort of said, welcome to the big time, and you've made it, and we'll take care of you. And
mm-hmm.
I remember they actually even sort of laughed the first day I showed up with my headshots and resume stapled to them. They said, oh, no, we do this for you now.
Wow.
We will staple your resumes. So, you know, they kind of said, welcome to the big time, and I sort of took them at their word, you know, and ended up sort of sitting back and waiting for them to find jobs, waiting for them to get me out. And
it
was a big mistake.
Yes, and that's exactly what I was sensing in what you were saying, because a lot of actors get lulled and romanced into thinking that you don't have to do anything anymore. And the truth is, as you know, Blair, if an agent's getting 10% commission, then the actor must do 90% of the work, if not more.
The 10% rule, absolutely.
Yes, yes. And I'll bet that you're a person who sends out handwritten personal thank you notes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all actors do that.
One of the sort of guiding principles of casting about that Brian and I, Brian Wald, my business partner, mm-hmm. from the very beginning, we always wanted this to be a service that we thought if it's going to help actors, it can't just help actors do mass mailings to a bunch of anonymous people, because unfortunately I think actors have gotten into that habit, and it doesn't encourage what I really believe in. I think in this business, in any business, perhaps in life, is that it's about the people you work with. It's about the actual working and personal relationships that you build.
Right.
And trying to foster those over time really should be an actor's job. And when you sit back and let somebody else just try and get you work, you're not actually doing that. You're not getting out there and building relationships with people who may not give you the job, you know, this week or next week, but will down the road in a month or even a year from now. So building those personal relationships, and whether that's through handwritten letters or thank you notes, or as I've told actors who have asked, you know, it's about knowing about the casting director's career. Actors spend so much time trying to get casting directors to know about them.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think that they miss the opportunity to actually get to know casting directors,
mm-hmm.
sort of the other way around.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's true, Blair, and I know you've seen this for yourself, that the only way to get, or the best way to get somebody interested in you is to be interested in them.
Absolutely.
And another thing that I would like to just inject in this conversation is, I believe you've also learned in what I'm hearing you say, that you don't necessarily concern yourself with booking the job when you go meet somebody. You concern yourself with booking that casting director, or booking that director, or booking that office.
There are just too many factors weighing into whether or not you get the job that you can't control. You know, so many things happen behind the scenes, whether you're too tall or have the wrong color hair, or mm-hmm. they think you're great, but they hired the redhead woman and your mm-hmm. eyes clash with her. You know,
or you look like the ex-boyfriend.
Well, there's always that,
yeah.
Of course. There's just no way to control any of that, and worrying about it and going in and struggling over, did I get this one role, will drive you crazy. It's exactly what you said. It's becoming familiar with casting director's work, getting them familiar with yours. And, mm-hmm. you know, and one thing I've always said, and this is, again, something I've learned and something that I've had to teach myself, unfortunately, the experience with casting about has helped in my own career, is that I realized that casting directors are freelance professionals. I mean, just
yes.
like actors are. And they're out there doing their job and looking for the next job, and so are actors. So, you know, if you can get to a point where you are really viewing what they do and what you do is, we're both working in the same town, we're both freelance professionals, and if we can work together now, great. If we can work together in the future, great. But let's get to know each other so that somewhere along the line we can help each other. It helps a lot. First of all, you're not kind of beating yourself up over every single opportunity you get.
Mm-hmm.
You realize it's kind of a marathon. It's the long haul. It
right.
sort of makes going in and out of the audition room a lot healthier, I think.
Right. And one thing casting directors and actors have in common, actually two things. Number one is you put your pants on one leg at a time. You know, they do just like you do, and you do just like they do. Another thing is you both have to audition for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Casting directors must always audition for jobs, just like actors do. And they get booked on a job depending on who their contacts are and who their relationships are. And what you're talking about is relationships are key in this business. It is a business of relationships. And it sounds like casting about is helping in so many ways for actors to begin that journey of getting to know a casting director as a person. You know, what's their hobbies? What lights them up about life? Who are their heroes? Who are their mentors? What do they want to be when they grow up? You know what I mean? Just a conversation like that.
Absolutely. And that's, to be honest, kind of one of the happy accidents of casting about. When we first started the service, it was a database of names and addresses, and it served as kind of a label maker. Actors can select names and print their own mailing labels.
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed like a more modern alternative than some of the books or the pre-printed label packs that had been available. which in my own experience I thought couldn't keep up with how often casting directors were moving around. So something online that was updated every day seemed, and something where you could print only the labels you need, seemed to make a lot more sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it started more or less as kind of a label-generating machine.
Mm-hmm.
But as more and more actors used it, and then as I used it myself, we realized, and I found out in my own career, that the research available to me on through using Casting About was actually more valuable than any of the labels that I was making. You know, we had actors start to write us and tell us how they were using the site. And things, you know, if you get a call for an audition and take a look at the site right before you leave, pull up the show and look at the names of everybody in the office.
Right.
It's a simple thing, but jotting down those names and walking the office knowing who the assistant is who may greet you at the desk, you know, when you first walk in, or who the associate is who's signing you in or running the session, it started to make a lot of difference, because now instead of just going in for a show and not even, and there was often in the past I didn't even know who I was talking to. I'd go in to audition and it was kind of a nameless person.
Right, right.
Well, now I'm walking in and saying, you know, hi, you're Kate, right? Nice to meet you. And suddenly you start to make that connection.
Mm-hmm.
And then knowing what that office and those people are up to started to make a ton of difference for me. If I'm going in on an audition and I pull up that person's name or that office's name I'm casting about before I leave, and I see all the other projects they're working on, especially pilots. You know, when a casting director gets a new pilot, it's kind of like actors picking up a new gig. You know, it's a great win for them. They get it. They got a new job.
Yeah.
So now to be able to see that in real time, see their new, they just picked up a new pilot, and to walk into audition and say, hey, thanks so much for bringing me in. And by the way, I saw you picked up the new David Kelly pilot. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Good for you. That's really great. And they say thanks, and oh, we didn't think we'd get it. And now all of a sudden you're having a conversation as professionals, not the sort of, you know, the wannabe actor versus the almighty gatekeeper. You know, and I think a lot of times actors, it's also the nature of the business. When we first arrive in town, there's thousands of actors. We don't know a lot of people, and it does seem like these sort of power figures have the key.
Right, well, right. And what you're saying is partly how I came up with the name The End of the Anonymous Actor for the book I'm writing for actors, because when you start those relationships, you do begin to become, it does become the end of the anonymity of you, because you become more known. And as you become more known, you're going to work. And if 40 people in this town like you, you will work all the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely, you'll work. And getting to know those casting directors, first of all, I just think professionally it's courteous. You know, they call you in, know what they're up to, get to know them, and they'll appreciate it. I mean, especially, there are several associates around town that I know well, and I've tracked their careers, and you track them long enough, and they're bound to get the promotion at some point and become a casting director. And, you know, at that point, I send out a little congratulations note. If it's somebody I've worked with, say, hey, I saw you just got promoted. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I don't have to say, please hire me, or I'd love to see you. You know, it's not kind of about that. It's about, we've worked together all these years, and I just saw you got promoted, and good for you. And you're kind of rooting for them, and along the way, they'll be rooting for you. And it's over long term like that you build the relationships so that people get to know you and count on you, and they're the ones who are going to call you in time and time again.
Yeah, it's reciprocal.
Absolutely.
It really is. It's a win-win situation. Like I said, the best way to get someone interested in you is to be interested in them. And it's a compliment when you follow somebody's career, as long as you're not a stalker.
Right.
And you know, occasionally, I was known as the Velvet Hammer because I would follow careers just like you and find out when that casting assistant, that gatekeeper, got promoted to assistant associate or casting director, and just send them a note saying, congratulations, I'm so proud of you, I know you wanted that, and not ask for a thing, and just, you know, send another note in a couple of months about whatever I had going on or whatever. And as a single mom in this town, I had probably 6 auditions a day.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't keep up with them. I was so busy getting them that I barely had energy to do them. So that's when I realized I would probably be a good manager. And that's when I became one. So
follow those instincts.
And it's, you know, listen, if everybody's telling you that you look like a donkey everywhere you go, then you should start looking for a tail and some hooves. Because really, truly, you know, as much as I loved acting and as much as acting loved me, I knew that I belonged in management. I knew that I belonged being an agent. I was an agent for a time, and I had I went from 30 actors to 300 overnight, and wanting to provide the service I provide nearly killed me. So thank goodness the agency closed from the commercial strike, and I went back to managing. Now, speaking of managing, casting about is also good for agents and managers, correct?
Well, I think so, absolutely. And we've gotten a lot of interest recently. Brian and I ran the site for the first couple years, and we're very fortunate to have just merged with Breakdown Services. And
congratulations.
It's been a really wonderful partnership. Gary Marsh, who founded Breakdown Services, has been wonderful to work with. And we realized along the way that we had both sort of the infrastructure and the services that would complement each other and would kind of help grow the service and allow us to add more of the services that, that we've been wanting to for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
As the site stands now, it really is a great overview of, it's a snapshot of who's casting what in town at any given time. Our researchers are updating it literally every day.
Mm-hmm.
So you can log in and see who's casting what as of this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of agents and managers are looking at it because they're logging in every day to see what pilots, because especially now, this time of year, mm-hmm. new pilots are being picked up to and going into casting pretty much every day.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking at it to see what new projects are being cast, often before the breakdowns even go out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also looking to know when they submit their client for one particular project, they need to know at a glance what else is that casting director working on. Is there a film they just picked up? Is there another pilot? What other shows? And they can simply type the casting director's name in the casting about, and it'll pop up all their shows, and they have it right there in front of them while they're discussing, with their clients with the casting director. We realize there's room for growth here. There is more production information that industry personnel are interested in, sort of the exact start and wrap dates.
Mm-hmm.
Production office, contact information, emails and phone numbers, and that's all part of a product we're getting ready to put together now, which is, I guess you could call it almost the pro version of Casting About, the industry version.
Right.
Which we'll be looking to launch this summer.
That's exciting.
Oh, it's going to be great.
I'm very curious about something, Blair.
Yeah.
How has Casting About affected your own acting career?
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that comes to mind is actually not something I would have expected.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier we were talking about when you walk into a casting director's office and you know a little bit about them and you know what they're working on and you're able to ask or even to compliment, ask them about their new projects or compliment them on picking up a new pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Just the ability to do that and to suddenly get into a conversation with a casting director about the business, about what they're working on, and not just doing the dance to try and sell myself,
mm-hmm.
as some actors do. That, having that ability has actually really started to change the room for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times I was falling into the same trap that a lot of actors do, which is, I want this job, and I want to do it right, and you're kind of nervous, and you go into the room thinking, I got to nail it, I hope I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of all about you, You spend a lot of time thinking about yourself and whether or not you're good, and trying to please this casting director.
Mm-hmm.
By having a little bit more knowledge about casting directors, by knowing how they work, by knowing what they're up to, by knowing that they're struggling to get the next job the same way we are, it's almost leveled the playing field for me a little bit. I don't quite feel that same pressure to impress or to win over this all-powerful gatekeeper. And instead, it's more of, I'm viewing them as more of, like I said before, kind of working professionals and viewing myself the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken some of the pressure off so that I can go in now as a peer.
Mm-hmm.
With respect, of course. They have a job to do, and if I haven't met them, I'm going to give them all of the courtesy and respect that you should when first meeting somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still a peer. There's somebody working in this business, as I am, and I'm going to come in now, and I'm going to give you my best shot. And if you can use it, that's great. And if you can't, I understand, and hopefully we'll have a chance to work together in the future. And I just think that shift in mentality
mm-hmm.
has sort of sparked a confidence you know, that maybe wasn't there before.
What I'm hearing you say is that you're much more comfortable in your own skin when you're in that room.
Absolutely. Yeah. I really am.
You've armed yourself with information, you've created a rapport, and you've found the connectedness between you and them, and that's what life is all about.
It really is. It's finding the connection and the interconnection independence that you know, we're all working in this sort of silly town and silly business together. And it really does, it allows me to kind of settle back and do my job without sort of some of the baggage that maybe we get as actors carrying around, hoping for that next job.
Right. And we all know why many people get into acting. I mean, for me, it was because my mother paid more attention to her soap operas than she did to me. I mean, I was one of seven children, so I went to Hollywood and got on her favorite soap operas so she would pay attention to me. And pay attention to me she did, because I was on her favorite soap operas. But so there are a lot of reasons why we get into the business, and what I'm hearing you say, being life is holographic, the way you show up with casting about is the way you show up in all of your relationships, is my belief. I believe we all do. You know, and when I say life is holographic, it's like what I just said. How you're showing up with casting about is how you show up everywhere else, with courtesy, concern for a person's time and their energy, knowing what they need before they need it, and providing them with what they need before they know they need it. And you're doing it, which is intrinsically you, with your own fingerprint. And you've discovered through this process of developing casting about with your partner, Brian, how to find that interconnectedness in an industry that is said to be so competitive. And you've done it very, very nicely, both you and Brian. And I'm seeing a lot more in this than perhaps you or Brian have seen. And if you'll indulge me, I'd like to just tell you the higher version of what I see going on here. Is you are using the entertainment industry to become more connected to yourself, which makes you more connected to everything and everyone else. And that really is the purpose of life, is to discover how connected we all are. Does that make sense to you?
It really does, and I really appreciate what you're saying.
Yeah, you've gone far above and beyond what you think you have, and it's only going to grow exponentially, and what you're doing is creating a model for others to follow, and that's no small thing. You are actually a visionary in Hollywood with your partner, Brian, and Gary Marsh certainly is. There's no question about that, and the fact that the three of you are collaborating now is so exciting. And, you know, it's just a beautiful thing when you do discover how to be comfortable in your own skin. You found a way to do it, not that you weren't before, and you found out right quickly that the big agencies will say, oh, we'll staple your resumes to your pictures, and all of a sudden that gives you like, well, let me just sit back here and go have a cappuccino with my friends and wait for the phone to ring. That's not the way it works. When you get lulled into complacency, and the ego tends to step in, that's when everything goes cattywampus. Now, what you've created with Brian and Gary is an upward spiral in this industry to give everybody an opportunity to win, and that's a beautiful thing.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. Those are very kind words. I feel very fortunate. I really do. It's finding, you know, Brian was a good friend of mine, and he's kind of an internet genius, and having him available and going to him one day. Actually, we went out for burritos one day, and I said, okay, I've got this idea. Now tell me why it won't work. And we started brainstorming from there and finding the people that we have to work with, and now, of course, finding Gary and Breakdown Services. It's really been a wonderful adventure, and I feel very fortunate. And, you know, and there is something to be said about actually, you know, taking the step and doing it. And I know that, you know, using casting about and learning how casting directors work and having that knowledge has affected my career and my life. But I think what you're hinting at, and it's very true, on a much larger scale, having an idea and moving forward with it and watching it grow and watching it blossom into actually something and then kind of watching it help other people and receiving some fun feedback has really been empowering, and I know that's made a difference in my life, and I know it's made a difference in even my acting. It's you know, maybe it took starting my own business to find my voice as an actor in a way,
Well, what you're proving, Blair, sorry to interrupt you there, what you're proving is that you really can have, do, and be anything you choose. You found a way.
Absolutely.
And it's for you.
Some ideas are worth pursuing, and they work, and some others might not for a lot of different reasons. But having that idea and taking a step forward, I think, has made a big difference.
Well, that takes so much courage. It really does. I mean, you know, a lot of people can talk about things and talk about things and talk about things and then sabotage themselves into never doing them. And it's really, really refreshing to see how you got out of your own way, you and Brian, and how you attracted Gary Marsh to help you to make it even bigger and better. And I'm inspired by the law of attraction that is in place in what you have created with Brian and Gary and what you'll continue to create. I mean, it took a mindset. I believe what you think about, you bring about, and it took for you to change your thoughts in order for you to change your life. And, you know, that may not have been a conscious thing that you consciously did where you sat in a corner and meditated and, you know, turned that big ship around, which was your thoughts. But that's what you had to do in order to attract this and create this. And, you know, that is so inspiring. I mean, the audience for Spiritual Hollywood are tracking with me absolutely 100% here that, you know, your story is, you know, it's really just beginning, and it's been going on since 2004, probably before that.
Yeah.
And it will continue. You know, at some point down the road, you're going to want to write a book also. And there's all kinds of opportunities. It's limitless from this template that you and your partners have created. So it's no wonder that it's working out, and it's no wonder that you're having these great relationships, and it's no wonder that financially I'm guessing that things are good because your business is successful and it's subscription-based and it's growing, and, you know, I just want to say congratulations to you about that.
Oh, well, thank you. I would appreciate it. And, you know, I think there's a lot of potential here for what we're able to provide actors. I know financially there's potential. Right now we're kind of dumping it all back into the site because there's too many things we want to add and
right.
do, and programmers cost a lot.
Yep.
But it is. It's very exciting. And, you know, if you'll allow me just to kind of back up for just a moment, I have to give credit where it's due. You said something great a minute ago about, you know, changing my thoughts that led to these changes.
Mm-hmm.
And that couldn't be closer to the truth. That big agency that I had talked about
mm-hmm.
At the beginning, I was with them for about a year
mm-hmm.
Where not much happened. I think I had 7 auditions in the course of a year. I got called back on all 7, and I booked one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought things were going well. And then 2 weeks before Christmas, I got the phone call, and they were cutting their client base in half. And I was part of the half that was being given the heave-ho.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was really a shock at the time because I was told, like, this is it. You know, you this is the big-time agency, and this is here we go. Here's your career. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And a year later, after not much happening, I was suddenly, you know, without an agent and hadn't worked in a little while and really got kind of blue and frustrated. And ultimately, I think it made me angry. It made me angry that I had spent a year kind of sitting back, letting other people, waiting for other people to do the work for me.
Right.
And a year, you know, you spend a year without getting your face or name out there and you pretty much don't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I had to start over. And I got kind of angry and thought, well, I'm never going to make that mistake again. And I was motivated or angry or something, but it really lit a fire
mm-hmm.
Underneath me. And mm-hmm. That really started this kind of full-time job. I would spend all day, every day, sitting at home, tracking these casting directors that I had once met, finding out where they were and what they were up to now, and contacting them on my own. And you know, I thought, well, you know, if an agent didn't really work for me, I'm not going to make that mistake again, and I'm going to get out there and work on my own, agent or no agent.
Mm-hmm.
And over the course of the next year and a half, things actually started to happen. I mean, it was a lot of work. It was literally a full-time job for me.
Sure.
But I ended up booking 6 different TV shows on my own, no agent, from casting directors that knew me or that I'd met at workshops or that
mm-hmm.
I kind of tracked their careers. And 2 things were happening. My career was getting back on track. And at the same time, I was building up this database of names and addresses and what people were working on, and not just names and addresses like in a phone book, the way that some guides are, but actually more like an active directory of what people were working on when, and when they would go on hiatus, and when they would move shows, and really kind of getting a feel for what's going on out there. And it was probably about a year and a half into this project, and it was getting to the point where a lot of my friends were calling me to say, you know, hey, do you know where such and such casting director is? Or, hey, I heard there's a new pilot and it sounds perfect for me. Who's casting it? And it was a friend of mine named Keith who was in my acting class, and I always need to give Keith credit because Keith is a businessman as well as an actor. And one day he pulled me aside, put his arm around me during break of class and said, look, I'm calling you twice a week for this information, and I would pay for it. And you have something here that we all want. And you know, there's an opportunity to share the work you've done, share the information. You know, perhaps there's some financial reward in it for you, but there's an opportunity here, and I think you're crazy if you don't take it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that conversation that really sort of led to Burritos with Brian and saying, hey, what do you think about this crazy idea? And,
okay, there's the name of your book, Burritos with Brian.
Isn't it great?
Yep.
Burritos with Brian. And we've gone back to the same burrito place on Major Milestones to celebrate because it was a spark of something really fun.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I think that's a great thing to do every year.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing that, Blair, first of all, because, you know, what you went through was what a lot of people go through. They get pushed into a corner, and I get just how angry you were that you sat for a year and trusted other people to take care of you when they were busy doing other things. And it's not to make anybody wrong, and you needed that year to get upset and angry to call forth your greatness so you would get out there and take control of your life, take control of your career. And I see you as an entrepreneur. And your partner, Brian. Gary Marsh certainly is. And, you know, it's not to tell you this or give you my opinion or how I see it to cause you to get a swollen head. It's so that you will get a sense of this thing greater than you that's calling you forth. Mm. And trust that. For me, confidence doesn't mean I believe in myself. Confidence means I know I'm not alone.
That's great.
And you're not alone. And your confidence is because of that. And you realized it. So you took matters into your own hands with Brian, Burritos with Brian, and you guys concocted something that's working for you and helping other people win as well. And you truly have created a template and a role model for other people to follow. Now, I have a question for you, being a former agent and a current manager. This information you're providing, these subscriptions you're providing for actors, how can they work in tandem with their representative to make best use of casting about?
That's a great question. Well, like you said, I love the 10% rule. I love the idea that your agent's getting 10%, doing 10% of the work. And, you know, to put it, I hesitate to put things in business terms because I never want to say that acting is all about product and business because it's not.
It's hard.
It's about, you know, it's the art of the empathetic imagination, and it's about storytelling, and we never should lose that.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to tell those stories, there is the business that goes along with getting the opportunity to tell those stories.
Mm-hmm.
And and in business terms then, if your agent is looking to sell your storytelling ability and to negotiate the contract, you know, that's the sales department. What you do and what managers do, I think, with you is kind of what my wife would call the marketing department.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's getting the word out, not for specific job-based submissions, not for specific roles, but getting the word out that you exist, that you're available, that you're a storyteller with a voice, that you're ready to work, and that you're, you know, looking for an opportunity to work with these other professionals around town.
Mm-hmm.
So we've always encouraged actors to use something like casting about, use it for its researchabilities. First of all, know what projects are being cast in Los Angeles. Los Angeles for now, and then, you know, we have other cities coming up, which is very exciting, but for now we're Los Angeles based. So know what TV shows are being cast and what types of roles they provide. I mean, if you're, especially in television, you know, which is the bread and butter for a lot of actors, there's some actors who just kind of sit around and hope they get a role on TV, and there's other actors who realize their type, realize what stories they tell naturally,
mm-hmm.
and then find the projects out there that are looking for those kind of storytellers. You know, I tend to get hired as a lawyer a lot. I don't know why. I didn't plan on it. It's just happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just, you know, I say I think I actually qualify for the bar in several states by now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so any new show that is law-based or about a law firm or has lawyers or courts in it is something I should know about. I should know who's casting it.
Mm-hmm.
I should know what they've cast in the past. And I should know what their production schedule is.
Mm-hmm.
This is information that I want to make sure my agent knows. And, you know, agents got a lot of clients, and there's a lot going on. So every now and then, a phone call or an email to your agent to say, hey, you remember the casting director who hired me last month? Well, they just picked up a new pilot. I just saw it today, and it's about a law firm. It's perfect for me. So can we zero in on that?
Now, those are the kind of phone calls I love to get from my clients.
Sure. It's because it's now you working in tandem with your representative.
Yes, it's partnership.
You know?
Yeah, partnership.
Yeah.
It's not going, hey, I saw something in the breakdown I'm perfect for. Well, you know, you've already been suggested for it because I only have 25 clients and I need to pay the bill. So you've been suggested for it. Now, if they're calling to say, remind me they booked something with that office and they just picked up a new pilot, I'm all over that.
Sure.
But to say something I already know is wasting my time.
Well, you know, that's the thing. So many actors are focused on the individual submissions for roles. And we get the question a lot, like, well, how is casting about different than, say, Actors Access or Breakdown Services?
Yeah.
You know, where Actors Access actors are submitting for individual roles and Breakdown Services agents are submitting for individual roles. I always thought, you know, those services are amazing, and they're great ways for casting directors to find an actor. You know, they can go on to their Breakdown account and see all these actors in front of them that have been submitted.
Mm-hmm.
But you need both sides of the coin. If Actors Access is a great way for casting directors to find you, then something like Casting About is the way that you find casting directors. It needs to go full circle
mm-hmm.
so that you are doing research on Casting About to find out where is this associate that I once met and
mm-hmm.
where have they moved to
mm-hmm.
and what are they working on now
mm-hmm.
So that you can funnel that kind of information to your representatives or that you have that knowledge in hand when you... You know, I was on the Warner Brothers lot a couple months ago, and fortunately for me, I'd been working on Casting About in my, you know, it's funny, sometimes I look at it as an actor, and other times I'm looking at it as the guy running it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd been on earlier in the day, and I saw that a casting director had picked up a new show, and I know that she had been looking for one for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So later that afternoon, I was on the Warner Brothers lot reading for a different show,
mm-hmm.
and I'm walking back to my car, and she drove by in a golf cart. And it'd been a while since we'd seen each other, but I was able to wave and say, hey, how are you? And by the way, I heard you just picked up a new show. That's so great. And she stopped the cart, and we had a conversation about how she was worried she wouldn't get it, and she's very excited because she loves the producers. And that opportunity, you know, is something that an agent cannot supply for you.
You totally attracted that.
Yeah, you can't, and that's something that no one's going to give you. That is something that nobody, that an agent's not going to say, you know, go wait on a street corner and meet this casting director.
Right, right, but if you hadn't have just checked Casting About when you went over to the Warner Brothers lot, I just feel like when you prepare yourself, when you prepare yourself, opportunity is looking for you, and the thing you seek is also seeking you. So the fact that you knew that, it was in your head. Of course she's going to drive by in a golf cart, and of course you're going to have a conversation.
Sure,
That's the way it works. But you need to prepare yourself. And, you know, when I said that some people sabotage themselves, you know they do.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I got so mad. And when I say I was angry after my agent dumped me, it's funny, I wasn't angry at the agent. You know, I was disappointed, of course, but they're doing their job. I was angry at me.
I know.
Angry at the fact that I had sat back for a year and not prepared myself.
But you needed it, and it was perfect that you did it.
Yes.
Because it needed to happen. And the thing when you prepare yourself to the degree that you prepared yourself for the Warner Brothers lot golf cart drive-by conversation with the very person you were thinking about, That happens constantly. I have Acadism, and that is synchronicity is divinity showing off. Because when you're tapped in, it's going to show up. And when you're living your purpose, you can tell you're living your purpose because it gives you vitality. You could do it all day. It lights you up. And when you're living your purpose, the universe shows up to support it. And that was that golf cart casting director conversation. That was just a little wink from the universe saying, I gotcha.
And just a good reminder, you know, that,
these
things happen and that I am, that I'm in the game. And
you
sometimes if you're in the game, doing your job professionally and just in it and doing it, things like this happen.
You cause, yes.
Because you're doing it.
Exactly.
Not waiting
That's like we said before, that's more than half of it showing up.
Yes.
Yeah. So, with the, agents and managers and actors, all working in partnership together, utilizing casting about. What kind of pilot season do you think we're going to have if everybody partners with casting about?
I hope it's a great one. I really do. And I'm feeling more optimistic. I think that you know, people kind of were on hold for a long time waiting to see what might happen with the strike or not. And I think that I think things are starting to ramp up, and I think we're going to have a pretty exciting pilot season.
Yeah. I noticed when the threat of a SAG strike was in the midst that a lot of people started doing webisodes and a lot of shows became AFTRA.
Yes.
And I'm also noticing that if you do webisodes, you're getting $100 a day and that's all you're getting, and you're paying your manager, your agent out of that, and you got to pay taxes out of that, and that's all you're going to get. And
that's it.
You know, and for SAG to come back strong and not sign anything that allows these webisodes to take over is going to put everything back on track, I believe.
Well, you know, we are listing some webisodes on casting about it.
Well, you know, some of them's okay for the non-union actors,
sure.
But to authorize SAG actors to work on non-union webisodes would be, I don't know.
It would be really disruptive. It would be really, really tough. And that's part of the one of the things that having an overview of what's going on out there, I think, is so important. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're looking at something like casting about and seeing more and more webisodes for after a webisode, which is, like you said, $100 a day, popping up in fewer and fewer network,
mm-hmm.
that's something that you need to be aware of. That's something
that's
we all need to be aware of. You
know? That's so, the residuals.
This is, yeah,
yep.
Absolutely.
And your pension and your welfare and your health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where's that going to go? Where's that going to come from? So, you know, it's our job to keep an eye on what's going on and keep our finger on the pulse of what's going on and to know that each one of us is important enough to make a difference all by ourselves.
And to stay educated.
Absolutely, because there's power in that. You said it yourself. Knowing about the casting directors, the gatekeepers, you know, no disrespect intended by calling them gatekeepers, but that's what they are.
Sure.
If you don't know their name, when you put your hand on that doorknob and open that door, when you get out of your car, if you don't know their name, you're going to be fumbling as soon as you get there and thrown off your game. But to know who these people are, what they look like, put a face with a name, Google their picture, do whatever you have to do to know who you're talking to when you walk in that room, you are going to be so much more solid in your performance, and you will book an office even if you don't book the part.
Absolutely. There was an experience when we were developing casting about this always stuck with me because we did a lot of focus groups and we were talking to actors about what they would need. And one day we were in a diner. Brian and I were in a diner talking about it and drawing things on napkins. And there were two actresses in the booth next to us, and they had a big stack of the pre-printed labels that you can buy, and they were peeling off and putting them on postcards
mm-hmm.
to mail them out.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't pass up the opportunity, so I said, hey, I hope you don't mind, but, you know, I'm an actor, and I see you're doing a mailing. I'm just wondering, who is that person you're mailing to right there? And I pointed to the postcard that she had just labeled.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, I don't know. I said, well, what are they cast? Oh, I don't know.
Mm.
Well, can I ask why you're mailing to them? Well, they're a casting director.
Right.
You know, and it's that sort of anonymous, somebody told me they're casting directors, so I'm going to mail to them. And,
yeah.
You know, we've always said when you mail something to somebody, there's what is actually written on the postcard says one thing. But, of course, the mailing itself says something different
mm-hmm.
in addition to your actual message.
Mm-hmm.
And by mailing out to these anonymous mailings to so many people and for projects and for people you don't know, it, you know, it, what it's saying is, oh, God, please, somebody just hire me.
Exactly.
You know,
yes.
As opposed to a more specific targeted mailing,
mm-hmm.
which is either I know you and your career has changed or mine has changed and I wanted to update you so we're on the same page, or I haven't met you yet, but I really would like to because, and whatever reason it is, you know, I have worked on shows that you're casting, or you cast a lot of my type, or something, you know.
Yeah.
Or forming those specific relationships, suddenly now it's a different thing. It's not, we always had these big mass mailings. It's kind of like, to me, it's like driving down the 405 and throwing postcards out the window and hoping
they
just land on somebody's windshield.
Buckshot effect, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember sending a postcard.
No, you know what? I'm working as a professional in this business, and I'm going to target other professionals for a specific reason and get to know them. And that way there's a real communication going back and forth, which is, you know, what this business, well, any business, what it should be about, but especially our business of storytelling, it's that communication going back and forth that should be happening all the time.
Right, right. And what you want to be saying to casting directors that are specifically targeted is, your career changed my life. Thank you.
Yes.
That's what you want to be saying to them. And because it's true. That means you've been working a lot, you've booked that office, they've had you on everything they've ever cast,
mm-hmm.
and looking for other things to have you in, and talking about you at cocktail parties to other casting directors, and really, really being an advocate for your career. And that's what those intelligent decisions in your marketing process will garner for you. And people open my envelopes and my emails and take my phone calls because they know I make intelligent choices. I don't send a gazillion people for one role. I don't suggest everybody for everything. I'm very specific. I know my clients. I talk to their agents, I get it done, and everybody that I know, I've been in the business almost 3 decades too, so that does help. And they know that I make intelligent choices, and if an actor is doing that shotgun effect with their mailings, then that casting director knows that actor is not doing their homework and could care less about who they are. And it's really sending a powerful message. But with casting about, you can go on there and get all the information that you need to do a targeted mailing that will reap benefits and save you tons of money in postage because you're making more intelligent choices.
Yeah, saves a lot of time and a lot of energy, too. I've got a good friend of mine who's a great stand-up comic, and he's targeting sitcoms. That's what he wants to do.
Of course, and I was going to say next is you don't know what genre a particular casting director is casting if you don't know anything about them.
Exactly.
And if you're a goth person with piercings and tattoos, then you're not going to go and try to be, you know, a Disney person or, you know, a WB gorgeous person.
And sending out mass mailings, you're likely to send your goth-looking postcard to some of those Disney shows, and, you know, in which case it's a big waste of time and money for everybody, and it's going in the trash.
Yeah, and they don't always use someone like that, but you get these other shows like the vampire shows or whatever, you name it. They're looking for that specific type all the time. There's actually agencies that I think there's one called Flytrap that represents the more urban, edgy type.
Oh, yes, yeah. There was a Dragon Entertainment or something that
Dragon
did that
Fly.
As well.
Yeah.
Dragonfly, yes.
Yeah, and I heard, because I had someone with them, that they give those people lots of callbacks, but they don't generally hire them because the people who look that way generally don't wake up early in the morning and make it to the set. So I did hear that, but, you know, it's a rumor. It's a rumor.
Well, knowing your own type and knowing who's most likely to cast you, and, of course, there are exceptions to every rule.
Of course.
You know, of course there are people who have gotten jobs out of mass mailings. We should probably say that. But when
yes.
you're playing the percentages, when you're playing the numbers, you know, their marketing theory says you need to let people who can use you know that you exist. You know, there's the 7 times rule, of course. You know, let them know you exist 7 times. But have a specific message, and that is, you cast people like me. I'm that type. I hope we can work together. My buddy Eric, I think, is being very smart. He was doing stand-up in New York, and now that he's here in L.A., he's getting to know people. And he specifically, like when he goes on Casting About, you can sort the information to just display the information you need. So
mm-hmm.
he pulls up, instead of the big grid, we call it the grid. That's the big page full of information with all the shows and names.
Mm-hmm.
When he sorts the grid to only show the half-hour shows that are currently casting,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. And it shortens the list. And mm-hmm. he's got this the specific targeted list, and then he goes over to the associates column. Doesn't even look at the casting directors because he's new in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And those associates who are currently casting half hours, that's his target list.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his target list for casting workshops, his target list for mailings,
mm-hmm.
And his target list for, you know, checking their career once a week to see if they pick up a new show or if they get promoted. And he's sticking to that because it's, he knows that's his strength, he knows it's manageable, and he is now forming real, lasting, working relationships with these people, as opposed to spending all this time mailing to a bunch of people he's never met and doesn't know what they do.
That's amazing. And what you just brought a really good thing to mind for me that will be very helpful. I encourage my actors, all actors, when I teach workshops, and it'll be in my book everywhere, because as a single mom in this town when I was acting, I counted on the casting director workshops because a picture is one-dimensional, a person is a live person, and I ran casting director workshops so that I could afford to take the workshops myself.
Sure.
And I got to know the casting directors that way, and they certainly did appreciate the care that I gave them and how they didn't have to ask for anything. I crawled inside their head. I knew what they needed before they knew they needed it, and I provided it for them. And by showing up in front of them and showing them who I am, my talent, do a scene, I was able to work all the time. And I needed to because, you know, a single mom in this town is basically a man's world to a large degree. I did okay. And I knew if I learned to work the system that I would be able to provide that for others as a manager, which I'm doing. But the point I'm making is, what would really be a good way for actors to work in tandem with their agent and their manager is to go on Casting About, find the casting associates that are actively doing these casting director workshops, and coordinate with the representative about who they're going to see and when, and have us send a follow-up postcard or a phone call if there's a role that's right or something. I'm seeing just a really great way for us to partner with our clients with the casting director showcase for those people who do them. And as you saw, sitting around for a year and getting 7 auditions, called back on all of them and booking one, you could have been doing these casting director workshops and your agents would have thought they were super agents because you'd have been making their phone ring constantly just by showing up at those workshops.
Sure.
So this is also a great tool for narrowing down who to see for the workshops.
Well, what's great now is most of the workshop, if not all of the workshop companies around town, have their calendars online these days.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, being able to look at Casting About and sort of filter the list down to the targeted people you want to meet, and then switching over to the website of the casting workshop and looking at their calendar and going looking for those people.
Yeah.
It's an easy thing to do now.
Sure, and to coordinate that with your agent and manager.
Yep.
So that you are all working together to build those relationships. We're coming up, believe it or not, Blair, on the last 2 minutes of the Spiritual Hollywood Hour. And before the show ends, I just want to say one thing it's burning in me to say to all of the actors out there, and that is this. If an actor isn't busy appearing, they're busy disappearing.
As I know way too well.
Yes. And to do your homework is to do what you've done, Blair, is to do your research, make it a project. This is your life. If you're going to call this a career, then you need to act like it is.
Mm-hmm.
You can't call it a career and treat it like a hobby, the acting thing. You really need to mean it. And people who come to this town for pilot season only, I don't want to meet with them because they're a part-time actor. If they're coming to this town to be serious and to really go at it and make this their life's work, I want to meet them because a relationship that's long-term is important to me. So, you know, it's like, what are you here for? Why are you coming to L.A. for those who aren't here yet and want to come for pilot season? Do you want to come just to go have fun and audition, or do you want to make a mark? What is it you want to do? I mean, really start thinking in a more permanent way, which means you'll do your research, you'll do your homework, you won't treat it like a hobby, you will treat it like a career, and if your drive isn't such that you can't possibly do any other work in your life besides acting, then stick with it and it will work out. So with that in mind, Blair, we have actually about 30 seconds left. If you could just sum up what's in your heart right now to say to everybody in parting, what would that be?
I would have to say that I think storytelling is one of the more noble pursuits in life. I don't think perhaps it's recognized as it should be. And to have the opportunity to do it is just such a great privilege and joy and honor. If it's in your heart, you should go for it. Now, know that there's a lot of competition, and it's to have the privilege of being a storyteller requires some work. It really does. But it is so rewarding and so worthwhile. And I think the actor who kind of wants to be a quick star is going to face a lot of difficulties. But the artist who kind of jumps in the game and wants to be a storyteller for the rest of their life and looks for those long-term relationships that will create the opportunity to do that is really going to be rewarded in the end.
Yep, and it, like everything, it works if you work it. So thank you so much, Blair, for being my guest tonight. Your website is blairhickey.com.
My acting website, that's the acting side.
I want people to go and check out your resume and see what you've been up to. It's pretty impressive.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
I loved it. And we'll be talking again soon, I'm very sure. And remember, everybody, the last six letters of attraction are action. So get out there, get busy, create the life that you came here to live and is your birthright. Thanks again, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you next week. Good night, everyone.